This organization, they are nurturing and supporting the arts in Hollywood. So glad you guys are here with us. Hollywood Arts Council, doing so much for the community, for kids, for adults, and they provide many opportunities in the arts and film. And so we are joined by the chair board today. He is the chair of the Board of Trustees. David Warren is with us from the Hollywood Arts Council, and also Rich Sarian. He's a board member as well, and they volunteer their time and they work very hard for Hollywood Arts Council and for the community. Welcome, you guys.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
David, do you want to tell us a little bit about the Hollywood Arts Council and its history? You've been here for quite a while.
Absolutely. It's been over 38 years that our organization has been around. We're, as you say, a nonprofit and volunteer-driven, membership-driven, basically. We go out to the community and try to raise funds in order to serve our programs. The chief program that we do is called Project SOAR, Students Overcoming All Risk. And that's where we bring teaching artists into public schools to work with the kids and not only just do art, but to build it into the curriculum with the teachers so that it becomes more meaningful. It's a different avenue for learning.
Because a lot of the schools have lost funding for arts programs, but you've been doing this for a while. SOAR is a big project. And so you get into schools and you work with different Los Angeles schools. I think something like 2,000 students a year. Is that right?
Actually, we reached 3,000 last year, but absolutely it goes around depending on availability of the schools. But yes, less than 2% of the instruction time is devoted towards all art, not just, you know, drawing or anything. It's music, anything.
Hollywood Arts Council, this is different types of media, right? Different types like film, art, music.
We actually have a number of programs that we bring to the schools. We have workshops that work in collage, multimedia, painting, photography. We basically work with the schools to see what they want to do.
Who are some of the schools? Can you name some of the schools?
One of our first was Cherimoya, and that's obviously in Hollywood. And we also have been working with Grant and Melrose, Mitchell Turena. In the past, we've worked with Selma. There's just a number of them. And again, it really just depends on the principals and their opportunities and what they're able to work with us on. And how much money we can raise, quite frankly. We would have a number of opportunities if we had more cash rolling in.
Right. More cash, more checks, please.
Yes. HollywoodArtsCouncil.org.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Because you guys fundraise. That's one of the things that you do, right, Rich? You're always fundraising.
I am the chair of the development and fundraising committee, and that is my main goal. We just had our 30th annual Charlie Awards Gala at the Palladium, which is very exciting. That's our main annual fundraiser. And this year we had an auction that made more money than most, but you know, fundraising is a very difficult task, but we do the best we can and are out there, you know, getting the money where we can.
Yeah, you come up with many creative ways to do it. And then, like you said, the gala that you have every year is one of the big fundraisers.
It's it's an award ceremony for the community, so we honor about 5 to 6 businesses or establishments, and we give them each a Charlie Award in the category that they are best at, from hospitality to cuisine to entertainment, education, all of the above. So it's a great community event that brings the community together and, you know, helps us raise the money we need annually.
Will you tell us a little bit about the Charlie Awards?
Absolutely. Yeah. So this year was the 30th anniversary, so it has been going on since 1986.
For a while.
There you are, doing
for
the
a
math.
While. So it has been an annual event. It was always a luncheon and just a great event at the Roosevelt. And it's our annual fundraiser, so it propels us through the year. It also shines a light on Project SOAR and all that we do in the community, because a lot of people and businesses are still unaware. So this also raises, you know, awareness for our cause and helps the community come together and celebrate each other, as well as celebrating the arts and education that we are promoting in every school in Hollywood.
Do you get a lot of cooperation from celebrities in Hollywood?
Not as much as we would like. We have wonderful celebrities that are there often and at every Charlie Awards. But, you know, we don't have the celebrity pull that I wish that we did. So if anyone out there is listening.
Yeah.
HollywoodArtsCouncil.org. No.
There are a lot of celebrities here, so more celebrity support would be wonderful for
exactly.
Hollywood Arts Council.
That would be great. You know, names and faces are what people come to see.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that Rich did this year, which was really great, was, you know, he allowed us to embrace with new relationships with BuzzFeed and Siren Studios and Trailer Park and a bunch of different organizations within Hollywood.
BuzzFeed was involved this year then, right?
Yes.
How did you guys end up working with BuzzFeed?
Quite a few months before we have the Charlie Awards, we brainstorm as to whom we should grant these Charlie Awards to. And I thought, because BuzzFeed is in Hollywood, they're located, now they're in Siren Studios, and that's where they do their motion pictures. They do all their filming there. It's awesome. So I thought, why don't we give them a Charlie? Because, you know, tap them into the community, bring them in. And so they were extremely receptive and wonderful to us. We were able to tour the studio of theirs. And so they offered up, one of their donation items was a tour of the motion pictures studio at Siren. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be up for auction. And they've just been wonderful partners, as well as Siren.
Oh, good. Yeah. So they're stepping up, right?
No, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Siren brought it to the table. They were awesome as well. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we should give a shout out, too, to American Television International. For the last couple years, they've been very supportive. And, you know, they've also been a wonderful sponsor for the Charlies.
That's great. Yeah. Kudos to them. And more can step in, please. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And David, for adults at Hollywood Arts Council, what types of programs are there for adults?
We have an advocacy program that's in general for the community. And what we try to do is work with developers and with government officials, with city officials especially, when there are new developments, that we ensure that there's going to be an arts component to the development and that the community is involved. So we work a lot with the neighborhood councils and other things. So that's part of what we do, is that kind of a partnership. We also just do outreach by having community events. So we have partnerships with a lot of the local businesses, and we'll have mixers at different places that have just kind of come into Hollywood. And we had a pop-up gallery last November, which was wildly popular, and we partner with the Hollywood Bid on that. And that was a way to get artists in Hollywood showing their work to people who live and enjoy Hollywood, and it was very successful.
An artist that may not otherwise have a platform.
Exactly.
So now they have one, right?
And actually, currently, one of our projects that we're working on is the utility boxes along the Walk of Fame.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. Perfect.
Yes.
Tell us
so
about it.
There are 10 utility boxes that we are looking for one artist to, you know, submit 10 pieces of art. The artist will be chosen after a few rounds, and we will wrap them in a vinyl wrap of the original artwork, and that way it won't get graffitied, and if it does, we can rewrap it. But we are currently looking for an artist to submit their art for this project, the world famous Walk of Fame utility boxes.
Where are the utility boxes at? I guess I don't remember.
There are 10 along Hollywood Boulevard, starting from, I believe it's Orange all the way down to, I forget what the streets exactly are, but there is a map on onlyinhollywood.org is where you can find the map and where you can submit.
The box that comes up out of the sidewalk.
Yes,
that has,
that's that ugly gray box that is normally by a street light.
And we can't have that by those stars.
No. It is tourist central.
It
we
is.
Need artwork there.
I know.
So one lucky artist will be chosen. And so we've been doing a lot of outreach with that. And so hopefully, you know, we get as many submissions as possible, because we need the best art on the best part of the town.
Yeah, that's right. So many people are going to see this. I mean, thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Absolutely.
Even, because we always have tourists coming in and people in the local area too. But, you know, when you drive to the Hollywood Walk of Fame around that area, there's just a whole big crowd of tourists that are always crossing that crosswalk, and you have to be careful. And they're there to see Hollywood. You know, they think of it as glamorous. We do too, but we're here all the time. But
exactly.
This is glamour to them. It's got to look good. And so that's actually a prominent position to have your artwork there.
Oh, I mean, millions of people visit Los Angeles a year.
And a photo op. Because,
exactly.
I mean, these can be backdrops for photos when people come. We're expecting that tourists and other people will say, hey, I want a picture in front of this.
Yeah. Should people submit their artwork to the Arts Council, Hollywood Arts Council?
Onlyinhollywood.org is where the application process is, and that's the BID's website. So it's through them, but we are filtering all the artists and composing that long list.
Yeah.
So the BID, just so you know, I don't know if you know, but that's called the Business Improvement District for Hollywood. So that's what we're talking about.
it's through them that yes. the artwork goes through mm-hmm. them and then gets to you.
Yeah, we're actually shepherding the whole project, but it's posted on their site where the application is. Yes. They can get it through ours too, though.
Oh, good. What's your website, David?
HollywoodArtsCouncil.org.
And is there the $50,000 film contest still going on?
That's in a partnership with New Filmmakers LA. That's actually theirs, but yes, it is. It's going on. And the theme there is whatever your perception or your version of LA is. So it's a unique opportunity for young filmmakers.
How can people best help you or get involved or tell us about membership?
We are a membership organization. So for as low as $60 a year, individual members can benefit from being on our mailing list and have full access to all of the different things that we put on, all of the different events. And then we have a membership perks program where we partner with businesses, mm-hmm. restaurants. The New Filmmakers is one of them, where they give you a 2-for-1 and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so becoming a member has a lot of rewards for you through the Hollywood Arts Council. Rich, anything else that you want to leave us with also?
You know, it's so great to be in Hollywood as it is expanding. And with all this development, there is a canvas now on every block, it seems, where a
yes.
mural can go up or,
yes.
you know, a studio could be built in some of these developments. Mm-hmm. And it's a very exciting time in Hollywood. And we are here as the Arts Council of the community. And we just want to paint the town and educate all the kids about art, because there's nothing better, you know, for kids in school than to be learning art and expressing themselves creatively. It just keeps kids in school and on the right path.
Absolutely. And then you also have, as part of the Hollywood Arts Council, the Children's Arts Festival.
That's right. Traditionally, we've been holding that in August at Paramount Studios on the second Sunday. But this year, we wanted to mix it up a little bit after 30 years and decided that what we were going to do is hold them at neighborhood schools, where we kind of have an instant base, both in the neighborhood and with the parents and the families that are there and the kids. So we're going to embark on that this fall.
The Arts Festival is this fall for the kids, for the children.
Right.
Okay.
And the idea is that we will do that at multiple schools throughout the year instead of just one venue.
So. Right. So a lot of children will get a chance and the parents to take part in this.
And
that's
strengthen
nice.
The community at yes. the schools, as well as kind of putting a face to the Hollywood Arts Council, because we'll be there on the campus while all the kids are learning even more art than they
yeah.
normally do.
You guys are so good at this. Thank you for making the community a better place with Hollywood Arts Council.